Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. In a sad final turn of 2020, someone, I won't say who, maybe it was Vanessa, maybe it was me, didn't turn on their recording device to record this week's episode. So we will be back next week with our regularly scheduled programming. Until then, here is a little bit of bonus audio. As you might know, each week on Patreon, we have bloopers. This is an extra long one from our Chapter 18 episode where I'm really struggling to say a phrase. I hope you enjoy it.
Julia, I finally got my training montage. I've been predicting it and predicting it and predicting it. She's frozen, right? And predicting it and predicting it and predicting it and predicting it. I'm just acting like I am a broken record until she unfreezes. She's back. So, Julia, though, my favorite part of any party is the drive home where you gossip about everything that happened. And I'm worried that, again, unless you are a very close reader of the books, not everyone will have picked up on all the hot goss of things that happened in the chapter. So we thought we'd let everyone know about the things that happened at the party that they maybe didn't notice in the chapter.
Yeah, my favorite was the little homage that Esme did to Amy Poehler from Mean Girls when she like walked around the party with like a tray of condoms for everyone.
In a matching pink velour jumpsuit.
Says juicy on the butt. Exactly. That was my favorite part.
Yeah. I thought that was a very in joke, but very funny. I love when Esme goes funny. Speaking of Esme, did everyone else notice that Esme and Carlisle like went into their bedroom and had sex in the middle of the party? Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Especially because as far as I know, in parties, like people try to go to bedrooms. The partygoers try to go to the bedrooms to have sex.
Yeah.
So they could easily be walked in on by high schoolers trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, they're into it.
High schoolers watching them have sex?
They're into, like, the thrill of maybe being caught. They've been having sex together for, like, a long time. They gotta keep it spicy.
Yeah, that's what happens after hundreds of years, I guess. I liked when Renee video called in, but no one could find Edward and Bella, and so someone just like held a phone in the crowd as Renee danced in Florida.
Yeah.
Wherever she is.
Yeah, Florida.
Sarasota, something
Jacksonville.
Like that. Jacksonville.
Right. Like, ha ha, Bella breaks her hand. Ha ha.
Ha ha
ha. Ha ha. Did you have any moments of genuine enjoyment?
No, I have another piece of breaking news.
Oh, sorry.
What's your first piece of advice? I should ask it again, right? Yeah. Ariana looks so mad at us.
Yeah. She's mad at me, not you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Julia, where would you send Bella? A Paris with un baguette to fight off the vampires? Cha-cha.
Yes. How did you read my mind?
You know, you and I have been friends for almost 8 years now. So, okay, Project Runway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to introduce it?
Sure. I'm just remembering when you thought Tyra Banks was on it.
A Okay, Tyra Banks and Heidi Klum, both super famous supermodels.
True.
Like, it's not like I was like, doesn't John McEnroe host that? Julia, what about you? What are you going to make work?
So,
is that like the tagline of the show? No, I've never seen. You can't laugh at me for never having seen this. I mean, you can. I'm not ashamed.
Oh my God, that was really funny. Okay.
Beautiful. And what about the vampires? What will they be wearing?
Fur length floor coats.
Oh my God. Coats made of shag carpeting and hardwood.
Okay. Floor length faux fur coats.
Yeah, you created a real tongue tie for yourself. That's some newbie choices you made there.
I'm going to try again. I'm going to do it this time. This is like vocal exercises. Okay. The vampires will be wearing floor length faux fur coats.
Coats? You just became Swedish right at the end there. Coats?
Kits? Okay. I'm going to try it one more time.
Otherwise, you were doing great. You just turned it into a yodel.
I was like really 80% of the way there.
Yeah.
The vampires are going to wear floor. Ariana's laughing. Stop
laughing. I'm trying to not look at you.
It's not funny. Thank you. Okay. The vampires are going to wear floor length faux fur coats. Doesn't get in the way of the effect that I'm trying to create through their beautiful fur coats.
You're making the blooper reel great. So. You're that one character in Frozen who has an accent. It's great.
Yeah,
I sound like that person.
Yeah, I'd want them to have a snout so that their pale skin doesn't get in the way of the effect of their beautiful fur coat. Oh my God, I'm cursed.
No, that expression is cursed. You're not cursed. You're perfect. Say gorgeous fur coats.
Okay. I just want their snouts in front of their pale skin so that it doesn't distract from their gorgeous fur coats. I'm not going to say it. They just need to wear snouts so that their pale skin isn't distracting.
Right, right. From like the beautiful fur coat look.
Exactly.
Are you mad that I can say it? Watch me.
I'm glad
someone
can.
Beautiful faux fur coat. Gorgeous faux fur coat. Look at me go.
Okay.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.